Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever felt like there's a distance between you and God? Like something is standing in the way, keeping you from fully experiencing His love and presence? Or maybe there's a gap in your life, a broken relationship, an unanswered question, or a place where you feel stuck. In today's message, Bridging the Gap, we'll explore how Jesus came to close the greatest divide in history, the separation between us and God. But it doesn't stop there. He also calls us to be bridge builders in our own lives, bringing healing, reconciliation, and hope to the world around us. So, let's get started and discover how we can step across the gaps we face and help others do the same. Our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 to 18.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 to 18. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
Hello there. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're starting your day, taking a break during your day, or winding down in the evening, I believe this message is going to speak right to your hearts. Let's get started. Imagine standing at the edge of a massive canyon. A deep and impossible chasm stretching between you and the other side. No bridge, no way across, just emptiness. That's the picture of our relationship with God before Christ came. There's a powerful moment in Scripture that illustrates this. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve walked in perfect harmony with God. They had direct access to Him. No barriers, no shame. Just communion, Genesis 3 verse 8. But then came sin. That one choice to disobey caused a rupture so deep that they were driven out of the garden, separated from the presence of God. Genesis chapter 3 verse 23 to 24. A gap was created between God and humanity, one we could never bridge on our own. Maybe you've felt that kind of distance before, like God is far away, like there's something between you and Him that you just can't seem to cross. But here's the good news. God never intended for the gap to remain. From the moment sin entered the world, he set a plan in motion to restore what was lost. That's where Jesus comes in. Romans 5 verse 8 tells us, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus became the bridge we needed. His death on the cross wasn't just about forgiveness, it was about reconciliation. In John chapter 19 verse 30, when he stretched out his arms and said, "It is finished." He was declaring that the divide between us and God was closed. Through him, we don't just get a fresh start, we get access to the Father. Ephesians 2 verse 13 puts it this way, "But now in Christ Jesus you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." What gaps are you facing? Now let's bring this home. What gap are you dealing with today? Maybe it's a gap in your faith, times when you feel disconnected from God. Maybe it's a gap in your relationships, where hurt and misunderstanding have built walls instead of bridges. Or maybe it's a gap in your purpose, where you feel stuck between where you are and where you know you should be. The same Jesus who bridged the greatest gap in history is the same one who can help you cross whatever divide you're facing today. But here's the thing, bridges aren't just for walking across. They're also for building. As followers of Christ, we're called to be bridge builders too. Becoming a bridge builder. Jesus didn't just reconcile us to God. He calls us to reconcile with each other. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." That means mending broken relationships. That means standing in the gap for others through prayer, love, and action. That means bringing hope to places of despair, light to places of darkness, and truth to places of confusion. So, who in your life needs a bridge today? Who needs a kind word, a helping hand, or just the reassurance that they're not alone? How can you be a bridge of God's love to someone else? As you go today, think about this. God didn't leave us stranded on the wrong side of the gap. He sent Jesus to bring us home, and now he calls us to do the same for others. What steps will you take today to bridge the gap in your own life? Will you draw near to God in prayer? Will you reach out to someone who needs encouragement? Will you choose reconciliation over resentment? Whatever it is, know this. You are never too far gone, never too broken, and never too lost for God to reach you. And with him, you have the power to bridge gaps that once seemed impossible. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the bridge that connects us back to you. Thank you for Jesus, who closed the gap of sin and made a way for us to walk in your presence again. Lord, we bring before you the gaps in our lives, the distance we sometimes feel from you, the broken relationships, the uncertainties, and the struggles. We ask that you step in and restore, heal, and make a way where there seems to be none. As we step into today, may we walk in the confidence, knowing that you are with us, leading us, strengthening us, and using us to bring hope to others. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me. If this message has blessed you, share it with someone today. Until next time, go into today with confidence, knowing that the same God who made a way for you will use you to make a way for others.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 14 and chapter 15, and for the evening, Luke chapter 4 verse 33 to 44. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.